Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. What's up? And welcome back to the In Bloom podcast. My name is Abby Aslan, if you're new here, and I'm the host of this podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about corporate girl essentials. So basically, all the things that products, I guess you could say, that will make your 9-to-5 better. Things I think that are just like essentials. I did like a mix of things that I think are essentials for working from home and working in office, but honestly, most of the products kind of like speak to both experiences. And I'm also just going to be sharing habits, routines, and just general things to do that I think will make your lifestyle as a 9-to-5er a lot more enjoyable and better from my experience. And maybe you don't have a 9-to-5, maybe you have a 9-to-6. I don't think anybody has a 9-to-5 anymore, so maybe we'll just call this 9-to-6. And maybe you work 7-to-3, maybe you, which that's like my dream hours, honestly. Maybe you just kind of work whenever and whenever work needs to be done. I feel you on that one. But you get the gist. That's basically, I'm just using 9-to-6 for the general stereotype for the whole corporate world, I guess you could say. I think a lot of us work jobs, and honestly, even if you're listening to this and you don't work a corporate job, I don't even know if I'm going to end up putting corporate in the title, and if I do, it's just for the relatability of the term, I guess, so that I don't know what else to really put. So whatever. But even if you don't work a corporate job, I think that this will be really helpful. Even if you work like night shift, whatever hours you work, this sort of is representative of what I think will make your life better and improve your lifestyle if you have a set, you know, schedule during the Monday through Friday or the Tuesday, Saturday, whenever you work. Like if each week, you know, you have your set times to be at work, I think that this will be helpful for you. I think that this isn't necessarily something that's going to be super beneficial if you're self-employed, because that's a whole different ballpark. But I think that this is helpful for those of you who have like a structured job and structured routine with your job. I'm recording this today, and I'm now realizing as I'm talking that it's probably not the best idea for me to be recording this, because I had to get two fillings this morning. And okay, the dentist is low-key a scam. Not really, but like, I swear I just don't understand how I get like cavities. Granted, they're like extremely small, and I'm pretty sure they just filled them as a preventative measure, because like I could barely even see anything on the x-ray they showed me. But anyways, I don't see how you can go from like never really having any. Like I had some when I was younger, but I haven't had one in a long time. I think I had one a few years ago, but it was just kind of like random. And I went to a dentist for the first time here in Houston, and it had like great reviews. Y'all know I thoroughly research everywhere before I go. And they showed me the x-rays and everything, so I didn't think it was sketchy. But I'm just like, how can I go from like having no problem 6 months ago, the last time I got my teeth cleaned? And I actually, if anything, I take better care of my teeth now, because I used to like not be the best about flossing every day, but I've like been pretty darn good about that lately, especially like the last couple of months. So I'm just like, how do I take better care of my teeth and end up with like needing three fillings? Like that makes literally no sense to me. So I was like super pissed off, and I was also pissed off because originally I was like, oh, I'm gonna go to the dentist just to get it out of the way during my week off, which is this week. And then I started thinking, and I was like, why am I not using my like work week to do this? Because like I shouldn't be taking time out of like my week off to go, like, yes, to some appointments, I understand that maybe take longer, but like to go to the dentist and stuff, I'm like, why am I not just doing this like during my lunch break during a work week? Because I should be doing that during that time, you know what I mean, instead of like wasting my free time that I finally have. And I was even more mad because it's like, now not only do I have to go to the dentist once, I have to go three times because I couldn't do all three fillings in one appointment. So I got two done this morning, and also they were in like really weird spots on some of my front teeth, And my whole nose and lip have been numb for like the whole day. It's a lot better now, but now that I'm speaking, because I haven't talked to anybody all day really, but now that I'm speaking, I'm just like, oh wait, my lips and my like upper gum still feels really funny. Because I had to like put the, they had to inject the numbing stuff or whatever and just inject my gums in a really weird spot. And my heart sank because, like, I have a pretty high pain tolerance, but my heart sank because the dentist was like, oh, like, this is the most sensitive spot to be getting, you know, like, a shot in your teeth. So it's going to hurt a little. And I, like, wasn't anticipating that for some reason. So it, like, really freaked me out. I would have rather him not said anything and me just, like, feel it. So it freaked me out. And then I got really anxious. And, yeah. But it was really uncomfortable because I could feel it in, like, my nose. And, like, my nose is still, like, numb to the touch, kind of, which it's just a really weird feeling. So now I'm like, oh, maybe I shouldn't be really recording this because it feels uncomfortable on my gums, but it's whatever, we're gonna go ahead and do it because I'm comfy, I'm cozy, and I want to record this. It's like super dark outside because it looks like it's supposed to be raining, but it's like sunny where I'm at, but when I look out the window, all I see is a dark gray sky. So super cozy, got a little kombucha with me. Kombucha is actually not that great. I have the Buddha's Brew watermelon flavor, and I'm not a fan. I just don't think the flavor of watermelon blends well with, like, the vinegariness of kombucha. But anyways, that's besides the point. But yeah, let's go ahead and get into the quote, goal, and gratitude for this week's episode. So my quote for this week, I was on Pinterest, and I couldn't really find anything, and I didn't feel like going on Tumblr because I knew I'd probably sit on there for longer than I should. So I was like, I'm just going to go back to... 101 essays don't change. Wait, is it 100 essays or 101? I don't even know. Whatever. Y'all know the book. Essays that'll change the way you think, whatever number it is. I don't know if it's 101, like 101 Dalmatians, or if it's just 100. I can't remember right now because I just, all I have pulled up is my, all of my highlights from the book. But I was like, there's definitely a quote in there that I could share for this week's quote. And I went and found one that I just like thought was good for how I feel right now. And super short and to the point, I finally started reading this book again because I kind of stopped reading it for a bit when I was finishing up A Court of Thorn and Roses and when I read Every Summer After. I just like wasn't reading it, and I've been like picking it up, and I've been altering off between this book and between Book Lovers at night, and I haven't read that much honestly on this break. I've been so busy. Because today's Wednesday when I'm recording this, and I go back to work on Monday when this episode comes out. And the week, like, it's just flown by, like, since I, because last one, a week ago from today was the last time I, like, worked. And that feels like it was, like, 4 days ago, maybe, not seven. So it's just, like, frustrating, but it is what it is. I'm grateful for the time off regardless. But anyways, the quote is, do not live in the gray area where, when answer, okay, hold on, pause, restart. I just ruined it by not reading right. Do not live in the gray area when answers are available. I love this. I am totally this person that forces themselves into like unknowns and into just uncertainty and avoids what's right in front of them, whether that's emotions and feelings that I'm avoiding feeling that ends up pushing me into an area of uncertainty and indecision because I'm avoiding what I'm feeling. And I also just think this is really good because I think a lot of times when we're scared of change or when we're scared of being uncomfortable, we tend to force ourselves into a what you would call a gray area when there are literally answers in front of us for like how we could fix what we're going through or things we could do to like make it better. Or even if we're just like avoiding the truth of, okay, yeah, like this is uncomfortable, but the answer that's available to me is that going through this is going to be, you know, what gets me to the next step of where I'm trying to go and everything. So I just really like that because I'm definitely the type of person that definitely avoids anything that's like uncomfortable or hard, or not necessarily hard, but just anything that makes me feel really uncomfortable. It makes me experience emotions that I don't like sitting with. I tend to force myself into a gray area, which then forces myself into a state of anxiety and stress and indecision when I literally have answers right in front of me and I know what I need to do to get out of that indecision and gray area, but I'm just ignoring it. So I just really like that because I've never heard such a short quote, or a quote in general, but one that short. Sorry if you just heard Ella yawn, but I've never heard a quote that short that like expressed that thought, I guess, if that makes sense. So I just really like that quote a lot. And my goal for this week is simply to just focus on the freaking good. I have been mentally struggling so bad the last week, and normally I can blame it on my period, but I literally can't because I'm like on the week after my period right now, which is normally when I'm like my peppiest and my happiest, and I'm just going through it. And I am frustrated because I feel like it's something that I should be able to like fix myself, but it's just all subconscious for me that's been like ruining my days lately. I talked about it, I don't know, yeah, this podcast will go up before the video goes up, but in a vlog that I was editing the other day, I was talking about how it was literally the first clip I filmed right after I finished like work last Wednesday a week ago, and I was like saying I'm so happy to like be off for over a week and like not have to work. And then the next day, I just started feeling really anxious because I was trying to just like enjoy my day, and I was enjoying my day and everything. But I just had like this like little demon in my head that was just reminding, like, I couldn't take my mind off the fact that I was gonna have to go back to work on the 11th. And it just kept popping up in my mind when I would be happy. And I was like, why is my brain like self-sabotaging my happiness right now? And why is it taking away from my ability to like enjoy my break? And don't get me wrong, I've enjoyed my break. I have gotten so much done, but I've had to do a lot of work for YouTube and stuff. And I've been trying to get like super ahead with the podcast, with YouTube and everything, because I'm going to be out of town the last 2 weeks of July and then the second week of August. So I just know, and I have like a lot of hours the next 3 weeks when I come back to work on schedule. I don't really know if that's accurate, but in case it is and I'm having to like work longer days, then I just want to like, you know, kind of be prepared for that for YouTube and everything. So I've been, you know, getting a lot of work done, going to appointments. So I haven't really had any like chill days yet. But the next couple days and everything when my friend comes to visit from tomorrow night, Thursday night to Sunday, should be really chill because I'm not going to have any work to do. I'm going to already have the apartment cleaned. I've done all the laundry. And I should truly just be able to like enjoy my time that I'm spending with her and like not really like have to do anything. So that, I think that'll be good. But because I've been just go, go, go since I got off for like a week, even on the weekend, like except for part of the weekend. Part of the weekend was really great because I got to celebrate my girl Sav's birthday, which she's probably listening to this. So had the best time with her and her friends and her family. So I was like really thankful for that because that like forced me to just like have a day of like having a freaking great time. So anyways, enough of that ranting, but basically I am really fed up with my head right now because it's been like ruining my days, and I've noticed it's been worse these like days where Griffin's been at work and it's been like a normal weekday where I would typically be working. Because I'm just, like, so out of routine, and I'm like, oh, I'm, like, in my apartment, but I'm not working, but I feel like I should be working. And I'm constantly being reminded that I have to go back to work because of the fact that I'm not really, like, doing anything that takes my mind off of work, because I'm still technically working on other stuff, if that makes sense. But, like, if I would have gone home for, like, a couple days, I wouldn't have been thinking about it because I'd be in a completely different environment. So I think it's an environment thing. Like, I'm sitting in my living room right now recording this, but my office during the week is my living room. So I think that's part of it, and why it's like subconsciously sitting there in the back of my mind. But I'm so fed up with self-sabotaging my time off and ruining it for myself. So in my head, the way to make that better, or try to make it better, because a lot of this is so mental and I have such a hard time controlling it sometimes, I want to just focus on the good this upcoming week. I'm recording this on Wednesday, and I know y'all are hearing this on Monday, but me saying focus on the good, I mean that for the rest of this week that I'm off, and I also mean it for my first week back to work. And I just think focusing on the good is the best way to get me out of like ruining happy moments for myself, because when I'm like, oh, I'm focusing on, you know, the fact that I got to wake up this morning and I didn't have to like get on the work. And when I'm focusing on the fact of I'm getting to hang out with my dog more, I'm getting to like try different workout classes and different times that I typically wouldn't, and just getting to, you know, rest my brain and that kind of thing. Like just focusing on those good things and the positives is the only thing that's going to get me out of, you know, self-sabotaging my happiness, which it's important for me to like recognize that I'm feeling that. I'm not trying to just like ignore that negative thinking, but I do need to turn it around. Like I'm not gonna acknowledge it's there and then not do anything about it. I've got to turn it around into a positive thought and turn it into gratitude, because that is the only thing that's gonna get me out of this. So anyways, my gratitude for this week, I am so thankful for my apartment. And the reason why I'm saying this is because I feel like I've been not like as grateful as I should be for it. And I say that because I've been noticing recently, because we're coming up on a year of living here and we have like a 15-month lease. So our lease is up in early October, and it'll be a year living here on July 21st, I think. So pretty soon. And oh my gosh, I've been thankful for this apartment for the entire time, but coming up on a year, I'm like realizing like how like tight it feels with working from home every day. And I'm just like constantly thinking like, I need more space, I need more space, I need more space. But I'm trying to focus on how grateful I've been for this space at the same time, like grateful for the location of it, because I'm able to get anywhere that I want to go within like 15, 20 minutes max. And that's just like a huge blessing living in a huge city that's not very walkable. And I'm just really grateful because it's the nicest place I've ever lived in, and I so badly do not want to leave it. I would re-sign this unit for sure if we had like a study or something, but I just cannot do my desk in my living room anymore, and it just feels really tight. Like we just need a little bit more space. And I don't know for sure if we're moving out of this apartment, like complex in general. I'm not really sure what's gonna happen, and it stresses me out a lot to think about moving and that whole process, because it's the last thing I want to do, especially the time we would be doing it. I'm going to be so busy with work from what I can tell this far out. So all of that being said, it's just really hard because I don't know. I'm just trying to express like as much gratitude as I can for this place, because I think it's going to help me be in a better mindset as I look for new places. And I just think that it's the best way, like reminding myself of how much I do truly love this place and how, you know, much I love it, and just like how much I love the home I've made it into. Focusing on that rather than like, oh, I feel like I need more space. It just makes me feel better at the end of the day, you know? So I'm just trying to express more gratitude for it instead of focusing on, oh, I need more space, oh, I need more space, and like rushing to get out of here. Because I had like this epiphany moment today when I was like parking my car and about to go in my apartment, and I just had this thought of like, you know, this isn't where you're going to be forever. Because like it kind of felt like that for a little bit, like, oh, I'm going to be here for a while. And then now that like the lease is coming up on ending, I'm like, wow, this isn't like my forever, but this is like the first place I got to call home, like living in a big city post-grad. And I just like had to, in that moment, I was like, I'm really grateful that like this is where it was, and I'm really grateful for the fact that I've been able to live so close to like one of my best friends and us live in the same apartment building. That's been like so incredible, and I wish we could be neighbors like forever. But just really focusing on like the gratitude for that. That's like a really strung out way for me to say all of that, but I really think it's important when you're starting to like feel yourself focus on negatives, especially with things that you typically think highly of and things that you typically enjoy. I think you just need to reframe your mindset a little bit and, you know, be like, you know what, like, yes, I know that this aspect of this sucks, but like there are so many things to be thankful for outside of that. And instead of dwelling on the one thing that drives me crazy and the one thing that sucks, I'm going to focus on like all the good and all the amazing things that I love about this place. So that's that. So we're going to do this episode in the order of, I'm going to share products that I think are essential to your work lifestyle, especially if you're an office setting type of person. Whether that's a work from home office or you work at a school or a doctor's office or a accounting firm, consulting firm, wherever you work. Products that I think are helpful for somebody who's on the go to commute to any sort of place or just anyone who works any type of routine job. So we're going to start out with the products and then we're going to go into the habits, routines, and tips. So I've got 18 products and I've got 11 tips. So products. First and foremost, I think everybody knows what I'm going to say right here, especially if you watch my YouTube videos. The number one thing, these aren't in any order, but truly the number one thing I can suggest is a solid work bag. I personally use the Base Mini Work Totes in black, and I absolutely love it. It's the perfect size. It fits my work laptop perfectly, and I can, you know, put my laptop in it. I have a little pouch that holds, you know, like tampons, chapstick, hand sanitizer, all that good stuff inside of it. And I just love it so much. It's like really durable and I can like throw my water bottle in it, throw kombucha in it and throw, you know, whatever else in it. I have like a notebook in there too. And I just really, really like it. If you want one bigger, you can get the regular size work tote, but it is definitely larger. But I think that having a solid work bag that you can just like rely on to like get all you and all of your stuff from like point A to point B is so essential. And one that like is really just timeless and classic and will work with, you know, any outfit and will work for years and years and years, because, you know, for a work bag, you don't want anything that's going to be like too out there and in your face, and you want something that's going to last a long time and just truly work with a ton of different outfits. So that's why I love my mini work tote so much. It's truly the best. And the next thing is shoes in general, but two specific kinds of shoes. So first and foremost, a comfy white sneaker. I don't know what your work attire is like and what you're allowed or not allowed to wear. Personally, I'm in an office that does business casual to the extent of we're allowed to wear jeans and we're allowed to wear sneakers as long as they don't look like a gym shoe or a tennis shoe. So like a more nice casual sneaker, I guess you could say. So a comfy pair of white sneakers, which I think is so essential, especially if you're having to do a lot of walking. I know like personally when I go to work, we typically like we'll walk somewhere to lunch and I don't really want to be wearing shoes that are uncomfortable when I'm doing that. So if you want a really affordable option, I highly recommend Supergas. If you've watched me on YouTube for a long time, you remember in like 2018, I think, 2017. No, I don't know when I got them, but 2017, 2018 era of me on YouTube, I wore platform Supergas literally every single day. Football games, class, wherever I was going, I was wearing my platform Supergas. I absolutely loved them and I wore them until they literally like started tearing apart. And they really didn't even tear apart that bad. They just got a few little holes in them and just started looking dingy, but I literally wore them every day for over a year and they were in great shape. So I had a thought when I was like, oh, I need a good pair of white sneakers, but I didn't really want to spend a lot of money on a pair. I was like, wait a minute, let me go like look at Supergas because I'm sure they have a really solid pair, because Supergas, most of their styles are like a white canvas. So the canvas material is a lot more office friendly, in my opinion, than like any other white tennis shoe, because it doesn't really look like a tennis shoe. It's just more of like a, I don't know, the canvas material just makes it a little bit dressier, in my opinion, without being like too dressy and without being too casual. And I ended up getting the Superga, I think they're called, what are they called? They are the 2630 Kotus, I think. Yeah. Superga 2630 stripe white. And they're $75 full price, but someone from The Bachelor, like that I follow, posted a discount code. I think it was Rachel, whatever her last name is, Kirkconnell. Anyways, she posted a discount code and I used it and it was like 20% off. So you can probably find one somewhere. So I got them for pretty cheap, like $60. And that's really good for a white sneaker. And they're really comfortable. And I wear them with some of like the little dresses I wear to work. And I wear them with my jeans and like any little work blouse I have. And another pair that, you know, you may want to look into if you want something even nicer than that. And if you don't mind spending a little extra money, I still may end up getting these one day because, I don't know, I just want like a nice pair of leather white sneakers, because the only white leather sneakers I have right now are my Air Force One mids, and I'm obviously not going to wear those to work. But I need some that like work with like leggings and stuff too. It's just like a classic white tennis shoe. But anyways, the On, like the brand On, the Rogers that came out are so good. I have a few friends that have these shoes for their office job, and they absolutely love them. They look so clean. I absolutely freaking love the look of them. They're like the nicest looking white tennis shoe, but they're definitely more of like the $130, $150 price point. And they have like different colorways with white, but I really like the ones that are just like all white, or like the white and sand color, and those are a little bit nicer. So that's my spiel for a white sneaker, but I think they're essential, especially for someone who can wear sneakers in your office. But if you're somebody who can't wear sneakers in your office, or maybe you just want to dress up a little bit more, or you just are wearing dress pants and that kind of thing, so you need shoes that match that vibe, a comfy pair of loafers is essential. And I absolutely love my Franco Sarto EDA loafers. I think that's how it's pronounced, but it's spelled EDA. They have a lot of different colors, and I think they're around $100. I put mine on my Christmas list, and my boyfriend got them for me. But I have like this really pretty like sand nude blush beige color. I guess that's the best way to describe it. And they're really, really comfy. My feet don't get too hot in them. I don't have to wear socks with them. And they match a lot of stuff. And they're just really comfy, and I really like them. I love all of Franco Sarto shoes. If you need like a business shoe or boot or heel, I have that pair of loafers, and then I have a pair of like block heels, close toe block heels from them, and I absolutely love both of them. And they sell that brand at like Nordstrom and Nordstrom Rack, so you can oftentimes find the brand at Nordstrom Rack for a lot cheaper. But I absolutely love that brand for like a good work shoe if you need something like that, because their shoes are really high quality. And I feel like they are like expensive, but I feel like they're like a Steve Madden type of expensive. So they're definitely not like what you would spend on at like Nordstrom or something on another shoe. I don't know. So I really like that shoe brand in general. And the next thing is a classic dress pant. So I'm putting dress pant and not jeans, just because I know jeans probably isn't as applicable. However, if you do want a good pair of jeans, I definitely recommend the Denim Forum Arlo straight jeans from Aritzia. A little bit more pricey, but they are so good. They're really, really comfy, and they just kind of fit really good. I did get mine tailored to where they were a little bit tighter my waist, but out of all the jeans I have, they fit me the best before I got all my jeans tailored and taken in. So I highly recommend those jeans. But for a classic dress pant, the Zara high-waisted pant is everything. It's so good. It's high-waisted. It's a really nice like leg cut, because it's like skinny but not like completely form-fitting, but there's just like a little bit of room like in the calf area and everything, so they're like tight, but they're not like skin tight all the way down like leggings or anything like that. Because there was a little while, I remember like around 2018, when I would like go and look for like cheaper dress pants, a lot of the stuff I saw, like I remember like Old Navy, when I would like get pants there and at like Target, a lot of the stuff I saw was basically black like skin tight leggings, but in the like material of like a dress pant or like jeggings or something. And that's fine, but like I don't like it to be like that. I don't know, I just like a little bit more of a classic fit, if you will. And I like the Zara high-waisted pants because they're really flattering, because they hit it like a really good spot on the waist. And I really love them because I didn't have to get them tailored or taken in at all, because they fit my waist, but they still fit my hips and thighs and butt without like being uncomfortable. And they're really good quality, but I do wish they were a little bit thicker, just because they are like, if you are to tuck a shirt into them, like I have a light oyster color and then I have a black pair, and the black pair are fine, but the oyster color one, if I'm like tucking a shirt into it and the shirt is darker than the pants, which most of the time it is because they're like an off-white kind of color, you can kind of see like the not necessarily the color of the shirt, but you can see the outline really easily of the shirt under them. So I wish they were a little bit thicker, but for the price, they're like $45. So they're like the best you can get, I feel like, pants, dress pant wise. So I highly, highly recommend those. And the next thing is bodysuits. So I think bodysuits are so good for work just because you can wear it like so many different ways. You can throw a blazer over it. You can wear it by itself. You can wear it with a cardigan if you're just cold in your office, a sweater, whatever. And they can just be worn so many different ways. And I personally really like Aritzia's Babaton contour, like tee, just bodysuits. Actually, no, that's a lie. It's not the contour ones, because those I'm not crazy about. Let me see which ones they are, because I have one that's white and it's just like a white tee, like crew neck look, but it's fitted. And I just absolutely love it so much. Maybe it is the contour, but it's just like the tee style. Yeah, I think it is. But if you, Aritzia's are like, honestly, they're about the same price as like Abercrombie's, because I know Abercrombie has super similar bodysuits, but I think the Aritzia's are slightly better quality, but they're about the same price as Abercrombie, so you might as well get the Aritzia one. And then I also really, really like Skims bodysuits. So I have the Skims, like, Essential Fits Everybody or something like that in black, and I love it for work. I wear it with my jeans all the time just because it's, like, such an easy outfit, and I wear that bodysuit whether I'm going to work or whether I'm, you know, going to get a drink, going to dinner, whatever it is, super versatile. And I think the bodysuits are just really great for work wear in general, like I said, because they can be worn so many different ways. And in my opinion, if you get a good quality one, they're super comfortable for what they are. And the next thing is blazers and or cardigans. I say cardigan because I know some people, like, just get, like, really cold in an office, so they need a legitimate sweater anytime they're in office. Couldn't be me. I am the sweatiest person alive. But I love just, like, a good lightweight blazer, because, like, I'm not going to be wearing one in the summer here in Houston. It's just way too hot for that. But I typically don't need much more than a lightweight blazer in, like, the winter and fall too. So I really like just, like, a lightweight one. So for good blazers, I really like the ones I have from Princess Polly, and they, like, typically go on sale. And they're also just, like, good price. Like, they definitely are, like, a little bit more expensive, but they're, all the ones I have are, like, really good quality, and they're really cute, and they're not, like, a super worky looking blazer, if that makes sense. Like, you can make it look really good without it looking like you're just going to work. And, like, I wear them outside of going to work, whereas a lot of other places I wouldn't wear their blazers if I was just, like, going to dinner or something like that. But I love Princess Polly's blazers, and also I have a code for Princess Polly if you happen to find one that you like, but it's AbbyXO if you want to use that for 20% off. So, not sponsored, just shouting it out. And you can also get really good ones at Zara. Banana Republic, like, completely rebranded, and their stuff's really good, but it's really expensive. So if you go to Banana Republic Factory, they have some really good stuff, and I got some good, like, just really basic shirts from them for work, and like, linen pants and stuff. So they have some good stuff and good sales, but it's hard getting stuff online, like, from stores that you don't typically shop at, because you just, like, have no idea what sizing is like. So that does suck. And then H&M is great, of course, and I've heard good things about, like, Mango and Glassons, but I've never bought from either of them. But I will mention them in case you're, like, really desperate and looking for stuff. And the next thing is a reusable water bottle. So many people I know, like, I'll go in office and, like, my friends will just be like, I feel like I never drink any water, like, when I come in office. And I'm like, you need a reusable water bottle. I either take my Hydro Flask or my BKR bottle. And RIP to my Hydro Flask, because I went to get my nails done a couple weeks ago with my friend, and for some reason that I do not know, I brought in my Hydro Flask with me. Oh, I know why I brought it in with me, because we were going to Pilates class after, and it was my very first Pilates class. So I, like, wanted to make sure I was hydrated going into this Pilates class, so I wanted to bring my water bottle in with me. So I brought my Hydro Flask in with me, and I'm really sad because I don't think they sell the color anymore, and it was, like, a really pretty lilac lavender color. And even though it was really dented and, like, beat up, it needed to be retired. But I forgot it at the nail salon, and I called them later that afternoon, and I was like, hey, like, I forgot it. Can you set it aside, and I'll come pick it up? I never went and picked it up, and I think about it every time I drive by the place, And I'm like, oh, I just need to run in and grab it. But it's a pain because the place that I went to, they do valet parking. So, like, I really just want to, like, pull my car up really quickly and just be like, can I please just run inside really fast? But I don't want to, like, block anybody in the parking lot. And it's also just embarrassing at this point to go in there and try to ask for it because they probably threw it away or they probably just kept it for themselves at this point because it's literally been, like, 3 weeks. And I still haven't gotten to pick it up. But it's embarrassing. Like, I don't know why it's embarrassing for me, but I just, like, don't want to go inside and ask for it. And I should have, like, when I was thinking about it the few days after, but I was just, like, so busy and I didn't think about it. Or when I would think about it, it would be, like, on my way home from spin class and they would be closed. So I was like, crap, I need to, like, leave early for spin one day and just run in and grab it. But I never leave early for spin. Like, I leave early enough to get there, but leaving early for spin, no. So, yeah. But I have my BKR bottle and that one's basically, like, a glass water bottle, but it has a silicone sleeve on it. And it's like a very aesthetic looking water bottle. So if you don't like the aesthetic of a Hydro Flask, which it's a water bottle and Hydro Flask work just like really freaking well. So, you know, if that's not your aesthetic, then whatever, but they do work really well. BKRs are really much more of an aesthetic water bottle. So they only go up to like 32 ounces, which I don't love because I loved my Hydro Flask because it was 40 ounces. Kept my water ice cold, straw lid, like all the good stuff. And my BKR, it's a twist cap and it's a glass bottle, so it doesn't stay cold as long, but it looks really cute and it fits like in my work bag better. And it's just not as bulky. It's still a little bulky because I have the 32 ounce one, but it's not as bulky as my Hydro Flask. And I just liked that it wasn't so freaking clunky and loud every time I like set it down on my desk, because it was so annoying when I bring my like Hydro Flask to work and I would like set it down on the desk. It's so unnecessarily loud. Like, it's literally just embarrassing. But the BKR is really great. I love mine a lot, but I do wish that it was like a Hydro Flask and could keep water cold longer. But I don't know. It's good enough. Like, my water doesn't get hot while I'm in office by any means, but it doesn't stay ice cold. And I don't necessarily always want ice cold water. I only want that like usually, with dinner or something. So yeah, I like my reusable water bottle. And BKR also has, they have a straw lid. It was sold out when I bought mine, so I haven't bought it, and I don't even know if it's in stock. But anyways, reusable water bottle is essential so you can stay hydrated, whether you're sitting at your desk or at home, or if you're in office, wherever you are, stay hydrated. Don't let yourself get a migraine and make sure you're drinking your water. When I was in office last week and I was working with my team, since we were like all at a desk together and in a room together working, I don't know why, but I like wasn't drinking near as much water, and I had the worst migraine both days when I came home after working in office. Like, I literally wanted to just like rip my eyeballs out, and I know a lot of it had to do with looking at a screen all day and like really having to like actually use my brain all day long. And being in office with people is such a different dynamic than like working at your computer at home all day, because you're like, I don't know, you have to be more on in a sense. And it was just really exhausting, and I just had a really bad headache, and I know a lot of it was because I didn't drink a lot of water. And the next thing is blue light glasses. So I didn't have my actual like literal glasses to help me see better during busy season, but I did have blue light glasses and I did wear them on my longer days, and I do think it made a difference when I did wear them as opposed to when I didn't. So I do recommend getting some. There's so many places you can get blue light glasses. Oh my gosh, I have a pair from Movement that I like a lot that are really good quality, but they're definitely a little bit more expensive. GlassesUSA.com has like really affordable, good styles. I have a couple pairs from them that I really like. Warby Parker, but those are going to be more expensive. And yeah, there's like lots of different brands that sell blue light glasses nowadays, so you can definitely find some. The next thing is a reusable bento box for lunches. So I got one off Amazon. I'll leave stuff linked down below. Like, anything that I specifically mention, linked in the show notes of the podcast so you guys can check it out. But the bento box is everything. I haven't used it in a while just because I only go in the office like once a week, and I've like had actual lunch plans for going in the office most of those days. But I have brought it in the office before, and it's just a lifesaver because it's just one small little bento box, but the top of it opens, like the very top lid, and it holds a fork and a spoon. And then you can open up like the lid and completely take the lid off, and it has like a divided compartment thing for like three different little spots. And then you can take that out if you want it to just be one big container, like if you had like spaghetti or something. But if you have like a salad and crackers and hummus or something like that, then it keeps your food from touching, which I appreciate. Like, I'm not somebody who like won't eat their food if it's touching, but especially certain things, I don't want it touching and I want it separated. So I love it, and it's small, so like it can fit in my work bag really easily, but it still fits a good amount of food. And I love that the fork and the spoon come with it, and it's literally like $12 or $13, I think. So I really like it. And the next thing is a laptop stand. So I don't use this when I go in office, but I do use it here at home when I'm working from home. And basically, it just, you set your laptop on the stand, and it basically allows for you to have a better posture, since it's elevating your laptop to where your wrists are like higher up and you're not hunching over a laptop. You're more so like your wrists are elevated. And like, when I sit at like a counter or something with my laptop regularly, it feels so weird because I'm so used to how it feels at my desk with having it elevated. And it does help a lot. Like, I still sit in really weird freaking positions in my chair sometimes. I don't know why I do that. Like, does anybody else do that? Like, you sit like a pretzel in your chair basically, and you're like, ugh, my back and my neck hurt at the end of the day. And it's like, I wonder why I'm literally sitting like a contortionist or a freaking pretzel in my chair for most of the hours of the day. But anyways, posture wise, I do really well. But what I'm doing with my legs and my hips and stuff, like, sometimes it's just like stupid. So, but I do really like the laptop stand because it does help me to keep my shoulders back. Like, I definitely think I would have a really bad hunch if I didn't have that laptop stand. And you can get it for like, I think it's probably around like $25 on Amazon, but seriously, so much better for your posture. So I highly recommend investing in that if you use a laptop at all for work. The next thing is a Hatch alarm clock. Okay, I say this because it has like just changed my life with being able to wake up in the morning and like actually feeling well rested. Basically, it imitates a sunrise, so it'll gradually get brighter, and then you can change the time increment. Maybe you can't. So like, say I wanted to wake up at 7 o'clock, then I would set my alarm for 7 o'clock, and at 6:30 the light would turn on, but it starts as like a very dim, you know, low light. And it just gradually gets brighter, like the sun does when it rises. And at 7 a.m., it's at its brightest point. And at 7 a.m. is when the sound would go off. And you can choose the sound, and you can choose like the color of the light. I have one that like starts as like a reddish orange, and then it kind of just turns into like a bright sunlight kind of look. And I really like it. And it's just helped me so much because I very rarely sleep up until the alarm time goes off, because it just kind of like wakes you up in your natural like lightest cycle of sleep. And I just really, really like it. And I also love using it like at night to like calm down and like have a red light. And I just think it's a really, really great alarm clock, especially if you don't sleep with your phone next to your bed, which I still do. And I really need to just not do that anymore, because I do end up snoozing it sometimes, which I don't end up snoozing the alarm. Like, I'll just turn it off and then I'll like set a 10 minute timer or something. But I hate doing that because it makes me feel so much more tired. So I want to be better about like just putting my phone on the other side of the room and like actually getting up. But during busy season, I was so good about like not snoozing and sleeping in. But something about the summertime just makes me lazier. And I'm just like, oh, like, I just want to sleep a little bit longer because I can. I don't need to have my super long, slow morning routine this morning, and then I always end up regretting it. So I really, really like the Hatch alarm clock, and I think it's worth it. And I think now they let you pay, like, they changed their pricing model. So instead of buying the Hatch alarm clock for like $100 or however much money it was, and not having to buy the subscription to the Hatch app, because like, you can use the Hatch app if you have the thing, but you used to not have to have the subscription. And the subscription just gives you access to like more sounds and wake up sounds and just things like that. But I think now they will give you the device for free if you just pay for a subscription monthly, which I think it's like between $10 and $20 a month. I think it's $20 a month. So in the long run, you're paying more, I guess, than you would be if you just bought the Hatch thing and didn't have a subscription. But I feel like most people who buy it probably end up getting the subscription anyways. I did. but that's just me. I mean, hey, it's like four coffees a month. So I don't know. Think about it, but it's a really good product. And the next thing is to have a to-go coffee mug. I use like one of the Corksicle pint glasses right now, but it's not, or I shouldn't say glass, but it's like a thermos, pint-sized thermos. And I need to stop using it. Like, it's really great if you're just like carrying it and at home, but I can't stick it in my bag because, like, at the end of the day, after I finish my coffee, unless I like go rinse and dry it out, which I'm not gonna freaking do. I guess I could, but if I set it in the bag, and even if I like shut the lid, it always is gonna leak that one last little drop of coffee out. So I hate that, but I do love my Corksicle because it keeps my coffee really hot. But I've seen ads for the Brewmates pint cup, I think it's a pint cup, I don't know. But it looks so good because it has a lock lid, so you can literally turn it upside down and it won't leak. So I'm like, I could literally stick that in my bag, like full probably. And as long as it's like sitting upright and nothing like causes the lid to like pop off, but like it would not spill. And that's so nice. So I really want one of those. And those aren't that expensive. I just like haven't gotten myself to buy it yet. So that's a really good option. But there's also those like little silicone collapsible mugs. So like they're a silicone material and they look kind of funny. And I know Amazon has them, but you like put your coffee in them and then you drink them. And then when you're done, you can literally just like flatten it into like literally just like this flat little silicone thing. Kind of like a collapsible dog water bowl. Like I have a collapsible water bowl for my dog when we go on walks that's silicone. So I can collapse it into like a little square and it just like sticks in my little Lululemon fanny pack. And yeah, super easy. But they have this for coffee mugs too, if you didn't know. And the next thing is an extra phone charger that can work in your car. And I say this because it's not really as much of an issue now, but especially if you commute, you definitely want to have a phone charger in your car because I don't think it's ever really safe to like be commuting somewhere and to have a dead phone because you never know when you'll be in an emergency. I remember in my internship in 2018 when I was interning in downtown Houston, we went on a field trip and my phone had died. Because my phone at the time just sucked, like the battery like was literally horrible, and I think I didn't plug my phone in that night or something, so it only got the charge on the way there, and my phone charger was broken, wasn't really working in my car, like it would only charge like 1% every like 5 minutes or something. And we finished the field trip, and I was going to my boyfriend's family's house in Sugar Land later that day, and I like knew I could get there, but I didn't like feel super comfortable just like driving, almost an hour without a working phone. So I had to walk to a Verizon store downtown, which was thankfully not very far, but it was still sketchy. And I had to get a phone charger, which I still have to this day and still works really well. And I was really pissed because it was like a $40 phone charger, but I would have spent probably over $100 on phone chargers if I just bought the cheapest one at this point, but I've had this one since literally 2018 and it's still working really great. So, I'm glad I have it, but I have to recommend like definitely having one. And it also would suck if your phone died and you like couldn't listen to music and you had to listen to the radio or something. Like I cannot stand listening to the radio personally, but that's just me. So you want to make sure you have a phone charger. And the next thing is a good chapstick. I just think it's so essential to have this in your bag because having chapped lips is one of those things, especially when you're like at your job. Once you like recognize and feel that your lips are chapped, it's like all you can focus on, at least for me. And then I like start to like think about it and like bite at my lip or like pick it, and it's just like so bad. And I always like for my lips to be like nice and hydrated. And I'm like usually very on top of making sure I always have chapstick and I'm always putting it on. Like I put chapstick on all day, every day, but my lips still get dry somehow. So I definitely recommend getting yourself a good one to keep on you just so you don't get uncomfortable in that sense. I use the Brazilian Bum Bum, the Sol de Janeiro, that scent of the chapstick because it came in a gift set I got for Christmas, but there are so many great ones out there. I really loved the Hemp's chapsticks, but I don't think they make them anymore, so RIP to those. And I really liked them, so that really sucked. But there's even just like a little Aquaphor tube does the job. Love a good Aquaphor tube. And the next thing is a good pair of headphones that you love. Could be your Apple headphones with wires that come with, the old phones. It could be a pair of AirPods, over-the-ear headphones, whatever. I personally use my AirPods, and I've had my AirPods for a while now, like pretty much since they came out. And I love them. I use them at work for like to connect to my computer when I have meetings and I'm like in office, because I don't want everybody to like have to hear my computer and everything. And I just think they're really great to have and really honestly great for like focusing too, if you're wanting to focus on something. And the next thing going off of that is to have like, this isn't necessarily a product, but I guess this could go in the next section, but I'm gonna go ahead and mention it since I just mentioned the AirPods. Having a good like podcast that you like to listen to help you work when you have like more mindless tasks if you work at like a office job. Like there are definitely things that I do at work that I truly feel like I just like can't be listening to music or a podcast because I just really need to be focused on it. But then there's other tasks that like I've done it a million times, or it's simply copying and pasting stuff or just something like that where I don't really need to be like so zoned in. So when that's the case, I really like to listen to a podcast, and I typically will listen to Skinny Confidential, Manifest with Tori D. Simone, or Melissa Wood Health's podcast. And those are really like the main three that I listen to, but I honestly don't listen to podcasts that much. So I'm always behind on the ones I do listen to. So I haven't really like ventured out and branched out into other ones, even though I know I would love other ones, but I just don't do it because I'm constantly always behind on the ones I do listen to since I don't listen to them weekly and I just have to go play catch up when I'm in the mood to listen to them at work. And if you're not a podcast person, finding a playlist that you really like. I also really wanted to recommend listening to brown noise while you're working. Some people like white noise, but I saw the whole brown noise thing on TikTok a while ago. And if I'm like really needing a focus, or if I'm just feeling like really distracted and like my mind's all over the place, I'll just turn on brown noise and it helps me work so much. I don't know if it's like a placebo thing where you're just like, oh, I'm playing this brown noise and it's helping me be more productive because I know it's like supposed to make you more productive. But like, I truly think that it does help, honestly, because I'll just like set my phone down and play it. And sometimes I'll like forget it's playing because it's such a good like background noise and it just really helps me like zone in and focus. And the next thing is something that helps you wake up. So this could be taking a cold shower. It doesn't have to be a product, but I do have products to recommend. It could be like little eye patches that you wear as you get ready in the morning. I really love the Good Molecules brand caffeine like hydrogel patches. They're like $18 and you get like a ton of them. And eye patches are like so expensive normally, which is so stupid because I mean you're just like throwing them away afterwards and you don't really wear them for like that long, I feel like. But I really like the Good Molecules ones because they just like feel really good on my eyes. And any morning I wake up and I just feel like my eyes are extra puffy and I feel extra tired, I'll slap those on for like the first 30 minutes of my morning while I'm working and they make me feel a lot better. It could be like an ice roller. I love my Skinny Confidential ice roller so much. I definitely don't use it every morning, but I try to use it every morning. And it's just because some mornings I just like forget because it's in my freezer, so it's not right in front of my face. But I do love it so much, and that's definitely something that helps me feel awake. I will say though that when I go in office, like 9 times out of 10, I do always use it those mornings because I always just like feel like I need something to just sort of like jolt me awake, and having an ice cold ice roll in my face definitely does that. So I definitely recommend something that helps you wake up in the morning, whether it's splashing cold water on your face, taking a cold shower, whatever it is. Find something that helps you feel more awake. Maybe it's your cup of coffee. Maybe your cup of coffee doesn't do anything and you need other stuff. That's kind of how I am. So just find something that works for you. And the next thing is just like general refreshing products. And I say this because you never know like when you're going to get in a situation where you just need like a body spray to like freshen up or extra deodorant. I keep extra deodorant in my car in a pouch, and I think I have an extra stick in my work bag as well, just because some mornings you never know when you're going to be on a rush and out the door and you forget to wear it, or maybe you just need to reapply it because you walked somewhere at lunch and it's so freaking hot. Trust me, I get it. You do not want to forget to wear it when you're in office with people or in your workplace with people. And having like a little body spray too, like seriously, can help so much because a lot of times, maybe you're walking from your car to your office and you got rained on. You don't want to smell like a wet all day. Whatever it is, it can help. And the last product is a safety device because the world sucks out there, guys, and you want to be safe. So whether that's a pepper spray or whatever it may be that like makes you feel safe, I always carried pepper spray on me in college and I still have it now. But I also have the little birdie, I think is what it's called. And it's basically like this little sound alarm device. And it's kind of just for you to like have on you. It's kind of like a keychain type thing. And they're like really cute. They have like a big gold clip. And then they come in a bunch of different colors. And my mom got it for me when we moved to Houston. And they're like $30. And they make this like extremely loud sound when you like pull it a certain way. So I always keep that on me as well. Because, you know, when you're walking alone, whether you're walking into your job or your building, or if you're just going to get food, whatever it may be, you want to feel as safe as you can. And like sometimes that means having like an extra device on you for a safety measure is the way to go. So I definitely recommend that. And the next part is the habits and routines and tips. So a lot of these things are things you've probably heard me say before because they're things that I like do in my routine. So you've heard me talk about them in like routine style episodes. But first and foremost, I just want to emphasize the importance of having a pretty rigid routine. I think that this is just a recipe for overall success and how you feel and your overall wellness when it comes to having like a structured schedule with work, whether that's Monday through Friday job or whatever it may be. Because the more your body gets on like a routine and a cycle and a rhythm, the more it just gets used to, you know, what to expect out of each and every day, and you're not going to feel as tired. So I know I used to always talk about in college how I would always feel so tired at like 2, 3 p.m. And like, don't get me wrong, I still have those days now, but it happens a lot less often because I'm on so much more of a strict schedule, like Monday through Friday. Monday through Friday, like my days are very, very routine. But then, you know, on the weekends, that's when I allow myself to be more flexible. I'll sleep in a little bit longer. I'll go to bed a little bit later. Nothing like too crazy out of the ordinary, but it's a little bit different. And I notice that I feel more tired on the weekends because of that, I think. But during the week, I don't ever really like feel so tired to the point of like needing to nap like I did in college because I truly believe it's because I'm on such a good, solid routine with, you know, working out and with the time of day that I eat and, you know, when I wake up and when I go to bed and just my habits overall. So it's really optimized my energy because my body is very used to it and it knows what to expect. So I definitely recommend, you know, finding whatever that routine is for you and sticking to it and staying consistent because it's just going to make things so much easier for you getting through each and every week, especially during those weeks where it feels like the week is never ending, or if you just have like a lot of hours to work, your routine is going to be what saves you and saves your energy at the end of the day. So the next tip I have is smoothies. Smoothies are your best friend when you're working whatever job, and you know, whether I don't know if you can bring like a little blender to work or something if you have a blender at work, but I know a lot of us work from home, and for those of us that do, making smoothies are so clutch because sometimes I don't really feel like stepping away and eating like a whole lunch and I just want to like keep working so I finish my work earlier or something like that. And I drink a smoothie literally every day. My recipe, which I mentioned it in my YouTube videos before and I mentioned it on Instagram, but in case you haven't seen that, I use unsweetened vanilla almond milk and I just use probably about a cup of that, maybe a cup and a half. Half a cup of oats. I either use a couple frozen bananas like or not a couple frozen bananas. I buy frozen banana slices and I use probably about a cup of those. Or if I don't have frozen bananas, I'll use one ripe banana and ice cubes. So you get the idea. And then I'll do cinnamon and I'll do PV Fit powder, so like the peanut butter powder. And I do about a quarter cup of that stuff. I love it because I just like love the flavor of peanut butter. So I do about anywhere from 3 tablespoons to like a quarter cup. It just kind of depends on the day and what I'm feeling. And then I'll do a scoop of my JS Health Cinnamon Roll Protein. And it's seriously such a good smoothie. It's like a, just a really good smoothie because it's like oats, you got the cinnamon flavor from the cinnamon roll, and then you got banana, you got peanut butter, and it just all blends really well together. And the protein is a vegan protein, so I wouldn't want to like drink protein if I'm like not being active and working out, because it just like doesn't really sit well with me, I feel like. But it's a vegan protein, so it's not like as high of like a protein. What am I trying to say? It's not as much protein as like a typical like whey protein powder. And since it's vegan, it just like makes me feel so much better. All whey protein literally like makes me feel nauseous and extremely bloated. For some reason, I've tried like everyone under the sun, and like most of them just make me feel bad. And all of them make me feel bad, but some make me feel worse than others. And I hate it. So I really like that protein, and it blends really well in smoothies. So I really, really like that. And I just think it's so good to have smoothies because they're a great way to like add in, like a ton of nutrients and, get something in without having to like take the time to make something super extravagant. And I love that. So the next thing is to have a clean and decluttered desk space. So, as well as just having a desk space that works for you, so like you might need to set aesthetics aside a little bit because you need something that's more functional. If you're going to be at your desk for long hours, you're going to want like a chair that supports that and that kind of thing. Like right now, I use my boyfriend's old like gaming type of chair that he had because it's more comfortable than my World Market cute chair. And I can't sit in that World Market cute chair all day long. Like I can for a couple hours, but not all day long. And I do have a standing desk, but I'm terrible about using the standing function because I forget 90% of the time that it's a standing desk. So I need to be better about that because I always love it when I do use the standing function, but I'm always just like forgetting about it. And sometimes it's just feels more natural to sit and do a lot of the things on like my keyboard. Like if I'm using my keyboard a lot in like Excel and stuff, then it's fine. But if you're using a mouse, it's easier to stand than it is if you're like using a keyboard and standing for some odd reason. I don't really know what it is, but I think having a clean and decluttered desk space is so, so important. Like, don't have a ton of crap on your desk if you can. And I try to keep it to a very minimum like level of stuff on my desk. I always have like one coaster and a drink. Whether I always have my water bottle, and then like on the coaster, it's either like a nice coffee, smoothie, kombucha, something like that. And then I have like a little fake plant to give it some sort of life, even though it's not actually alive. And then I have like a couple little like just notebooks in acrylic little bookends that I got off Amazon because I didn't want anything to take up too much space. So, and then I have my monitor, of course, and my laptop and my laptop stand. And that's like all I have on my desk. And I like it to be super neat and just, I don't like there to be a lot of clutter because the more clutter there is, the more dust that will accumulate, especially in places that you can't really get. So it's just better to do things that way. And I also recommend actually working from, a designated space each and every day as much as you can so that you're not blending your work and your rest spots. Because that's what I'm struggling with now, with my workspace just being super messed up and just not really having, a designated room, I guess, to work in. It's just really, really hard. Because anytime I'm in my living room, like I have work subconsciously in the back of my mind because my desk and my computer is literally sitting right there. So, don't work in your bed if you can avoid it. I know it's like easy to, but I like hear people say all the time that they just like work from their laptop in bed. And I'm just like, yeah, that sounds nice, but like, oh my gosh, no, because then, you're bringing your work into where you rest. And that's just like not good for keeping things separated, in my opinion. So you want to keep things as separated as possible. So the next thing is to take advantage of any health and wellness benefits your company has, and definitely look into them. I know that this is probably a lot more common if you work at like a lot bigger of a company, just because they tend to provide like those types of benefits, and like it's not as common, I feel like, as at like a really small company to have like an expansive amount of very specific health and wellness benefits, because I feel like like big four firms, like you've really gotta wow your employees with, the benefits, especially like the health and wellness ones, because you're gonna be working like long hours during busy season. So you wanna have those benefits. So like for me, like I take advantage of Gym Pass, which is so incredible because I pay, however much I want to a month because they have different plans. And I pay for the plan that allows me to go to spin, Pilates, yoga, like all kinds of different places as much as I want to during the month for $120 a month. And that might sound like a lot, but being able to go to like these nice studios that would cost me way more than that to go unlimited every month. I'm able to go to all of them as much as I want a month, and I only have to pay $120, whereas I couldn't buy four individual classes to my spin studio for less than $120. So literally it's an incredible deal. So I make sure I take advantage of that. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize it. Like, sometimes you just have to ask your HR, like, hey, like, are there any like extra benefits we have, you know, in regard to this? And we have so much outside of Gym Pass that's available to us as well, like reimbursement for certain things, for like a lot of different stuff related to health and wellness and just overall well-being. That's super beneficial. So, you know, definitely take advantage of that. And the same thing for like me going to therapy. Like, I wouldn't have probably bitten the bullet and gone to therapy this year if I didn't get it for 25 free sessions a year through work. So I'm super grateful for that, trying to focus on the good there and definitely look into that and take advantage of it, because, you know, you don't, like, why would you not take advantage of something that's like being offered to you? Like, that is that incredible. You know, don't let it slip you by. I mean, obviously if it's like not that big of a difference as opposed to like what you're already doing and you like what you're doing already more, don't worry about it. But like, if you have, I don't know, just explore your options, see what's available to you and take advantage of it if you can, because, you know, it's there for you to use, so you might as well use it. The next thing, y'all have heard me say before, but waking up and going to bed right around the same time or at the same time every day. This is what I meant by having like a rigid routine. I mean, like, you know, winding down at the same time every day, like trying to eat around the same time every day, and, you know, trying to work out at the same time every day if you can, and just really like waking your body up around the same time and putting your body to rest at the same time, because it makes a world of a difference, because your body's going to get used to it. It's going to like get on the clock and get on the cycle, and you're going to feel so much more well rested if you do so. And you will feel tired way less often if you do this, trust me. And the next thing is to have a go-to coffee to make at home. And the reason I say this is because if you're somebody who typically likes to grab a coffee on the way to work, you never know when you're going to be running late and you don't have time to stop and get one, and it's going to ruin your day because you can't stop and get a coffee. So you want to have one that you can make at home that is like a go-to for you. For me personally, I either do the Trader Joe's ready-to-drink cold brew, so it's like already diluted and it's like the one that's like not super concentrated, and they sell it like on the shelf. It's like in black and red packaging, and I do it with a little bit of the Trader Joe's brown sugar oat milk creamer. Or I'll do my Starbucks blonde espresso roast pods for my Virtuo Nespresso machine. I'll do two of those, and I'll just brew them into a little blender bottle. I'll let them sit for like a few minutes while I like make my breakfast or whatever. Then I will add ice to the blender bottle, and then I do the oat, like the brand Malk, the oat milk from them. I'll do a little bit of that, and then I'll do a splash of the Alfred's vanilla bean syrup, like a very small splash. Or if I don't have that, I'll do a splash of whatever creamer I have, which is either Planet Oats oat milk creamer and vanilla or caramel, or the Trader Joe's brown sugar oat milk creamer. And then I'll shake it all up in the blender bottle and pour it in a cup, and it's like a shaken espresso at Starbucks, basically. So I really like doing that, and it's really, really good. So highly recommend that. And just having like a go-to coffee is like always nice, so you can have something that you know you can make, you know how to make, you can make it quickly and still get your caffeine that you need in the morning. And the next thing is to have a fail-proof makeup routine, skincare routine, and hairstyle. And the reason I say this is for the same reason I said the coffee. You never know when you're going to be in a huge hurry and you just need to do something that you know where the products are at, you know that you can just grab them and go and get it done quickly. And for me personally, I like never wear makeup to office, and I just do my skincare, which is my hyaluronic acid from The Ordinary. I'll like get my face sweat with my La Roche-Posay thermal water, spray that all over my face, then do the Ordinary's hyaluronic acid, and then I'll typically do some of the COSRX snail mucin or mucin, however you say it, and then I'll put on I'll mix together the Super Goop glow screen sunscreen and then the Drunk Elephant bronzing drops, put that on my face, then I'll do the Clinique eye cream, whatever's in like the pink tub, I don't know the exact name of it, but it's super hydrating, and then I'll throw on brow gel, and that's literally it. So I know that I can like do that in under 5 minutes and be ready. So that's like my fail-proof routine. I'm not going to be like trying a new product or like trying to search for something in my makeup bag. Like, it's all in my drawer. It's easy to grab, and make sure all of those products you have easy to grab and easy to access so that you can get it done quickly and you're not having to dig around in a bag or something for the products. And for my hairstyle, I have like a few like go-tos. Like, if my hair just like looks like utter crap, but I try to always wash my hair before I go in office, like the night before, like the day before, so that I know I'm not really gonna have this problem. But sometimes that doesn't happen, so I either will do like a claw clip situation, I'll pull half of it back in like a little clip, or I'll do just like a low ponytail or bun or something. But if it's really bad, I'll throw my hair in a ponytail if it's like natural and curly. And then I'll use my Bondi Boost like hair crimper waver thing, and I'll just crimp the pieces of the ponytail, and it takes me like 10-ish minutes to do that. And then I take the ponytail out really carefully and just kind of like shake my hair out, and it kind of just like revives my curls if they look like crap. And sometimes I have to touch up like the front pieces, but if I don't have time to do that, then I'll just do the ponytail, and then I'll pin the front pieces back to where it's like half up kind of. So I really like doing that, because that's like really quick and easy. And the next tip is to find something that helps you escape from the real world, whether that's, you know, a workout, it's reading, it's definitely reading for me, and it's also working out, but something that like keeps your hands busy so that you are pulled away from your phone and your computer and anything that you can access, social media or your work emails or anything on. Something that keeps you occupied, ideally. It could be a TV show, but I don't like to say TV or movies, because that puts you in a position where like you could still be on your phone and multitasking. So something that truly like sucks you out of your like real life reality. So I love reading for that reason, because it keeps my hands busy. I am, you know, only focused on the story in front of me, and that's that. So I definitely find having that to escape to is so important when you work a job that can be really draining. And I know all of us probably think our jobs are draining at some point or another. So having something you can rely on to be your sort of safety net when you're feeling that way is really, really great. And the next tip is to practice gratitude. And I say this because being a corporate employee, especially an employee in general, but a corporate employee especially, is exhausting, because it can put you in this position of feeling like you aren't contributing to anything and you aren't making a difference, and you just feel like a little ant or like one in a million people that are doing something. And you can just spiral really quickly into dwelling on the negatives and just feeling like nothing you do matters. And that's like a really just like slippery slope and just like a dangerous way of thinking. And it can be really easy to fall into that sometimes, but practicing gratitude as much as you can is the best way to go about, you know, keeping those thoughts mitigated. Because like for me, for example, you know, when I'm struggling because I'm having to work weekends or extra long hours, whatever it may be, I'm like, I'm so thankful that, you know, I still have like gym pass and I can like go to all my spin classes for a lot cheaper. And I'm thankful that I have therapy so I can go complain about this later. I'm thankful that, you know, I can work from home, or I can work in office, and it's up to me and nobody's like making me feel bad about working from home. So just really focusing on those things can help. And granted, like, I do think that, you know, everybody, like, thoughts and feelings are justified and warranted for sure when you're feeling that way and feeling negative about your job. But just make sure you don't let it consume you, I guess is what I want to say. Like, don't let it get to the point where it just absolutely consumes your entire being, to where you like feel like you can't be happy in other areas of your life because you're so dwelling on all of the negative. So just focusing on the positive as much as you can, and practicing gratitude for what is good is really helpful. And the next thing is to find a workout or form of exercise you enjoy that keeps you wanting to go back for more. And I say this because when I did strength training, like, I felt like a lot of the times, like, when I first started doing it, yes, I, like, really did want to go back. And, like, I always wanted to go back. But it got to a point where I was going just because I felt like I had to go. And that wasn't good. And it's not sustainable to do that. So find something that, like, you always want to go back to, and you're not wanting to go back to it because it's going to make you look a certain way. You're not wanting to go back to it because it's, you know, you feel like you have to. Just something that you truly want to go to because you just want to be there and you want to do the whatever it is. Maybe you don't want to do the workout, but you just want to be in that environment. And that's how I feel about spin right now. Like, it's seriously just like the one thing I know that I like am always gonna feel good when I come out of it. And like, I just always love going because it's just such a positive environment for me, and that's what I need at the end of the day. And I love it. So that's what it is for me, and that's like the one thing that I always am finding myself wanting to go back to and revisit. So find whatever that is for you, and like, don't get frustrated if you don't know what it is. It's gonna take you trying something for a few weeks, maybe even longer than that, for you to want to. Because I was never the type of person, which if y'all listen to the podcast for a long time, like, I used to say I will never be able to do more than like one spin class a week because I just don't think it's for me. Like, I enjoy it, I think it's good cardio, but I never thought I could go more than once a week. And now I go 3 to 4 times a week. So it took me like over 6 months to get to this point, and it's because it took me 6 months to like actually feel like I knew what I was doing in spin and like be good at it to an extent. And I don't want to be like, yeah, I'm the best spin. That's not what I'm saying. I just like actually know what I'm doing, and I can like stay on rhythm and like stuff like that. So for the most part, most of the time. So because of that, I feel a lot better going, and I like want to go because it just, I feel more confident because I know what I'm doing, and because I went consistently, because I showed up for myself and went multiple times. And, you know, it took me going once a week for 6 or 7 months for me to get to the point of being like, oh, this is something like I want to start coming more because I felt more confident in it. And that's the thing. It's going to take some time. And a lot of people don't realize that. Like, you can't just give up if you don't like it right away. Even if it's a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, it may take a little bit. So don't give up, even if it's only going once a week to whatever it is. If it's going on a walk once a week, you're eventually going to get to a point where you figure out what things are for you and what things aren't. And last but not least, I want to emphasize utilizing some sort of note-taking system for your job. I use OneNote on my computer for work. I just think it's way easier to stay organized virtually, especially across a lot of different projects, as compared to if you're using a notebook. When I first started work, I like was taking all my notes in a notebook, and that was fine, but it was just like so chaotic, and like going back and rereading my handwriting, and I didn't know why I like wrote certain things and I couldn't find certain things. So it was just really hard. So now I use OneNote, and I basically have like my work notebook, and then I'll make different tabs within the notebook for each like client I'm on, basically. And then within that tab, you can do like subsections or whatever and break that tab down into smaller subsections. And I use OneNote for like everything. So I have like how to do certain things completely outlined. Like, when I was slow for a little bit in between busy season and like summertime starting, I went through like my emails of people telling me how to do certain things, or I outlined myself how to do certain processes so I wouldn't have to like ask someone the same question twice. And in case I'm having to work with a new intern or a new staff later on down the road, and they need help with something, I can just screenshot it and send it to them, as opposed to like having to take the time to type it up a million different times. I have it already typed up, like all the instructions on how to do something for the most part. And I have that outlined for a lot of stuff, not every single thing I've done, but for a lot of stuff. And then I also use it for like to-do lists and questions to ask. And I can like highlight them if I've like already asked them, or, you know, whatever. Like, I have like a whole system for all of that. Or even progress updates for a project. So like, if I'm working on like something in an Excel workbook, and there's like a bunch of different tabs in the Excel workbook, I'll like start a new subsection within that project's little tab of the notebook, and I'll title the subsection the same title as like the Excel workbook I'm working on. And then I'll just kind of like make a bulleted list and, you know, kind of bullet out each workbook tab and be like, okay, this is, I have a question. If I have a question on the second tab, then I'll, you know, put that question under the second tab of my bulleted list. Or if there's something I want to take note of or something I'm unsure of, I can just keep track of all of it there. And I just think it's so helpful because it helps you stay so organized, and people appreciate that because, you know, you're not having to ask, you know, questions that you've already asked before, or, you know, it's just easier because you stay more organized. So it makes things a lot more efficient when you're trying to like send people the questions you have on something and you have somewhere to go to, like where you've documented everything when you need to and keep track of like all of your to-do lists. And it's like definitely really helpful when you're working on like a lot of different stuff, which that's kind of how things are in Big Four. Like you, with most people, for the most part, I would say you're like working on like a lot of different stuff, so it's hard to keep track sometimes, and that's like a really good way to keep track. So this episode's so long, I feel like I've been talking for forever, and I had to take a quick break earlier, so I feel like I've been doing this for so long. But thank you so much for listening. I hope that this was like insightful and helpful to any of you who like, you know, just working some sort of a structured job, but especially those of you who are in the corporate lifestyle and, you know, that kind of thing. Hopefully it was helpful and just kind of inspired you for work. I needed something to like inspire me because I was just feeling really down, you know. So I hope you all enjoyed it, but be sure to follow In Bloom Podcast on Instagram. It's just @InBloom Podcast, and join the In Bloom Podcast Facebook group, and I will talk to you all next Monday.